From the Acting Director, Department of Health and Human Services, requesting authorization to enter into 2012 purchase of service contracts for the Behavioral Health Division for the provision of adult and children mental health services and alcohol and other drug abuse services.
Paula.
Okay. Supervisor Biddle.
Madam Chair, I move separate action on the Arm Space and Genesis Detox contracts, please.
Okay. Supervisor Biddle moves separate action on Our Space and the Detox contract. Is there any comment or concern about that from committee? Okay. Seeing none.
Who is it?
Our Space is the Community Living Support Services. Line 66 to 67.
Okay, this is going to be a amendment from who? Mm-hmm. Right. And the other one is the DTAC contract.
And the DTAC contract?
That's Genesis.
It's Genesis.
All right.
Madam Chair, I move approval on the remaining balance.
Okay. Motion to amend the resolution. Is that the motion before us?
The motion before us is separate action on the Our Space contracts and on the Genesis contracts. So those contracts are being removed for separate action. Okay, and Supervisor Biddle has a moved approval on the balance of those contracts. Supervisor Wright.
I understand, Madam Chair. We have a resolution before us with language that lists these agencies. Right. So is the intent of the motion to delete those two particular agencies from the resolution?
Ms. Collins?
Madam Chair, I'm not sure of the clarity of the motion that was made. As Supervisor Rice stated, you can offer an amendment and take them up as a whole and change parts of it if you wanted to, so I'm not sure if that's the intention that was made.
Okay. All right. Let's, we'll go ahead. Do you wanna?
I withdraw my motion.
Okay. He withdraws his motion, and then...
Madam Chair, I move approval of the amendment for resolution file number 1216 on lines 66 to 67 on Our Space, taking the amount from $348,162 to $116,054 on line 84, taking it from $10,511,123 to $10,279,015, and on line 159, taking it from $28,416,000 to $347 to $28,184,239.
Okay, thank you. What the intent of the amendment is to give Our Space a 4-month contract. There were some concerns with this particular program at this particular agency. This 4-month window gives us more than sufficient time to investigate those concerns and to bring this item back before this committee with a recommendation for either the entire year or to do something else.
Madam Chair.
Okay. Director Lucy.
Madam Chair and committee, just to let you know, we have met with Our Space and shared the concerns that have risen. And we have met with the people that offered the concerns, and both parties agreed to this as an approach. We will be I've had a discussion with Mr. Hare and both Mr. Hare's department and our contract administration will be working to resolve these concerns.
What are the concerns?
Excuse me?
Madam Chair, what is the concern?
If you'd like to discuss the concerns, I would, because we are discussing just the contracts, that's what's before us. I would ask that you please meet with the department.
Actually, that would determine if I'm going to vote for this or not. You are saying that you want, Madam Chair, that you want to forward a lot of contract, bring the amendment right in front of us, and now you can't share the concern?
Ms. Lucy, do you want to address?
There are some specific concerns, Supervisor, which I'd be glad to share with you. I would say, in general, the concerns relate to the relationships that are relate to some personnel issues within our space, the relationship between some of the our space officials and the peer specialists, and there are some personnel procedures that we need to review and tighten up. What I've shared with both our space and the people that have offered their concerns is that we believe that the first priority needs to be that we continue to have the peer specialist approach. That's why I didn't pull the contract until later time. Secondly, we need to make sure that our peer specialists have a very productive environment to work in and feel supported. Third, we need to have make sure that the concerns are addressed. Fourth, we need to make sure that the agency is dealt with in a very fair and timely manner. And lastly, I need to make sure that the county is not exposed to any risk, either by implementing a contract or by not implementing a contract. And so I believe that this approach gives us the opportunity to continue the service while addressing the concerns by the use of particularly the Department of Audit and our contract administration to provide an independent look.
All right. Does anybody have any other comments or questions? I do need to bring our Corporation Counsel up on the Genesis contract. Is she still here?
Supervisor Rice?
Well, we've got an amendment before us.
I'm sorry, that's yes. True. On the amendment, Madam Clerk, could you please call the roll?
I do have a question. Is the amendment also on the Genesis contract?
No. It is just on the outer space contract. Item line number 66.
So this is just on the whole amendment is on our space?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm sorry. So it's line 66, 67, 84, and line 159. So all of the contracts that we have with our space. And that this is for a 4-month contract. Is there any?
Could I ask Ms. Collins to give us the page number for the resolution that we're on?
In the PDF. Are you looking at, or?
Yeah.
Item number 10 on the PDF.
The page number.
On the resolution.
On the resolution.
And it's in the, it's about the middle of the page.
Yes, it's just, this is tough to follow.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
We can't have Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
And
raise taxes and pay for it.
Thank you. Page 54. Page 54 in the packet.
Okay. Is everyone good?
Yeah.
All right. Madam Clerk, on the amendment.
Biddle?
Aye.
Mayo?
No.
Rice?
Aye.
Jersey?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Harris?
Aye.
Madam Chair?
Aye.
Six ayes, one no. The amendment is approved.
Sorry. I just would like to apologize to the committee. I tried generally to get all of my ducks in a row, and I apologize at this late circumstance, but there were some concerns we needed to take care of, so I apologize.
Okay, that's fine. All right. Corporation Council, Supervisor Rice?
Madam Chairman, I didn't mean in my previous comments to usurp Supervisor Biddle's previous motion, but just to seek a little additional information. But to tee this up, I would make a motion that we delete from the resolution the reference to Genesis Behavioral Services on line 95 and the subsequent amendments on lines 113 and 159 to reflect the reduction of that amount, $2,772,145. We have all, I think, been recipients of a good deal of correspondence in the last few days regarding this item, and a number of issues have been raised regarding a potential challenge to the contract. I don't think it's appropriate for us at this juncture, in particularly in open session, for us to get into detail on the nature of those challenges, whether they be procedural or substantive. But I do think that it is appropriate for us to withhold action on this. The intent of this amendment would be to lay the matter over on this particular item, Genesis, for a cycle, and to allow the parties, staff and Corporation Council and the department and the disputing contractor to address the issues. It would seem to me that additional time would allow for further communication that perhaps has not taken place on this issue to date, and that we would be giving, therefore, an opportunity for these discussions to take place. If we were to act on this today, I think that approves the contract, and that really sets in motion the whole appeal process, and I think goes into a quasi-litigation mode, and I wonder if the additional time might allow for us to potentially withhold or stave off those kinds of discussions and rather have this worked out without the need for us to be litigious or contentious about it.
Okay. Supervisor Rice, I would like to hear from Corporation Counsel, and then I will call the...
If I could just finish the rest of my motion, Madam Chairman, in addition to those deletions, now I understand there may be a need for us to continue the services, and so if necessary, then the motion would include direction to the department to continue on a month-to-month basis the existing contract with Genesis for the month of for the month of January until we've had an opportunity to review this matter again. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Madam Chairman.
Yes. I would really like for us to hear from Corporation Counsel next, and then we will take Corporation Counsel under advisement and we will move forward and take the vote on the amendment. If I can get the committee on board with that. All right. Corporation Counsel Walker.
Good morning, Madam Chair. Kimberly Walker from Corporation Counsel. As Supervisor Rice has indicated, there has been an appeal that has been initiated. However, the appeals process and the award of contract process are two different tracks. So I guess from our perspective, today's purpose is to award the contract that the department has recommended. You can go forward with awarding the contract today, let the appeal process run its course per Chapter 110, and to the extent that as a result of the appeal it's determined that some other action needs to be taken, the contract that's as awarded can be terminated at a later date.
Thank you very much. Supervisor Harris.
Before we finish this packet, Chairwoman, first of all, thank you for giving me the opportunity, but I wanted to ask, can we take separate action on My Home, Your Home, or is that another?
Yes,
okay, I would like to move to take separate action on My Home, Your Home.
Okay. All right. Are there any questions for Corporation Counsel, Supervisor Joseph?
Thank you for the opinion. Is there a problem with taking this as Supervisor Rice is suggesting? Before we get to the appeals right, I mean, is there a problem going forward with that with that procedure rather than just letting the appeal process start.
Is there a problem awarding the contract at this point?
To laying the contract over and to giving the parties an opportunity to resolve the RFP, or is Corp Counsel suggesting that it would be more appropriate for us to permit the contract to be let and permit the appeal process to go forward?
Madam Chair, Corp Counsel believes it's more appropriate to let the contract and then let the appeal process run its course. You do have the ability to, if you lay this over, the practical effect would be that you could extend the contract to the current Genesis and let the appeal process continue to run its course again. In the meantime, the services can continue to be provided.
So it sounds like we could do it both ways with Supervisor Rice's motion.
You do have the ability to do either one. That is correct, Madam Chair.
Ms. Walker, can you clarify for me? It's my understanding that the parties that are asking for the appeal would also like to do a side-by-side comparison of these two RFPs. In order for that to be done, it's my understanding that the contract needs to be awarded, that we can't do that unless the contract is awarded.
That is correct.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for that clarification. Supervisor Thomas?
Thank you, Madam Chair, committee members. If you recall, during the 2011 or 2012 budget hearings, we did pass an amendment which required any contract over, I believe it was $1 million, to be to have a side-by-side comparison in order for committee members to have an opportunity to look and I guess on our own come up with an idea of what was put into place to award a contract for one vendor over another. With all the information that we've received thus far, this is the first time that I've experienced something like this where a contractor has challenged the recommendation of our staff, and I think it would be prudent for us to maybe lay this item over or go off of Supervisor Rice's recommendation to allow it to go forward with a month-to-month contract, because I think it's I believe that it sends the wrong impression when we award a contract and then ultimately pull it back or take it back because we didn't do, I guess, our work in the front end. So I guess in an effort to make sure that we award the contract and are clear on what we're awarding and confident that what we're awarding is correct, I feel that Supervisor Rice's motion is in order. Thank you.
Okay. Corporation Counsel, would you like to respond?
Yes, Madam Chair. The only response that I would make is that the process presumes that it has been followed correctly. So that's why the appeals process is in place. We don't go into this assuming that there was some wrongdoing. And so that is, in essence, the reason why it's Corp Counsel's recommendation to let the contract at this point and then allow the appeal process, which is on a different track, run its course.
Thank you. I have a question of Corporation Counsel in terms of the appeal process without getting into the details of this particular contract, but just a general process question. Under Chapter 110, the determination that would be reviewable or appealable is the award of a contract. And so my question is, unless this committee acts today, what is being appealed?
Madam Chair, that is, again, the point of letting the contract out at this point, because without going forward toward the contract, there's really nothing that can be appealed. The documentation that was received by Corp Counsel's office questioned the process, but that was ultimately, at that point, all we had received. Now we understand that, you know, there's actually the appeal of the award of the contract. So without awarding it, there's really nothing that's being appealed.
Right, and so that's the intent of my motion, Madam Chairman, is to forestall the whole appeals process and the sort of litigation nature of that that we can do if we do not take action on this today. We allow it to proceed informally and hopefully work out some of these questions, address the potential appellant's issues and questions. But we don't have that option if we act today. That sets the whole appeals process in motion. So I think a month's time to allow this to potentially work itself out would be better than locking ourselves in the sand and having that appeals process be triggered. Thank you.
Supervisor Mayo and Supervisor Jersey.
Madam Chair, I prefer to have the appeal process go forward. And the reason why, because any time, since I've been on the board, each time we have appeal process, we can put everything side by side because we award a contract. If you tell them two individuals, go back to the table and say, hey, this is what you're looking for, you're doing something opposite. There's no appeal process. You're saying, get in the room and do your thing. And I'm confused. If there's an appeal process, I understand there's a number of issues. Let's go deal with that, because we have, in the past, took contracts away after the appeal process, because we found something that was not right. We said we don't agree with that, and that's how we work with this out. But if you tell people, okay, now let's put two proposals together and go step by step, you're questioning. I have another question. Tell me about your panel. You question the panel's work, the ethics they put into it. There's a number of things. This is the reason why award the contract, then you can go say, okay, these are what we're looking for, and have the appeal process start, versus putting this limbo of saying, well, lay it over and let them two battle it out. I'm confused.
Supervisor Mayo, was there a question in there?
The question is, tell me about your panel. How did you, so that could be, that's open. I just want to know who was on the panel. Are you supposed to tell Corp Counsel they don't do it?
Yeah, Corporation Counsel, go ahead.
Yes. Mark Grady, Deputy Corporation Counsel, and I want to respond to Supervisor Mayo's question and Supervisor Rice's comment.
Okay.
This body, if the Chapter 110 appeal process is followed, will eventually be reviewing the determination of the director of the department, who is reviewing the decision itself. This body will be the judge, if you will, the judge and jury. And so to maintain impartiality, you should really not be asking questions like, what was the process today? You ask that when you get to your appeal hearing. That's what you do, is you sit in judgment of the facts and the law. But today you really shouldn't be doing that, and that's why really we wanted to come up here and say that, is that you really should award the contract, presume the process is followed unless you have outside information that it's not been, and then let the appeal process run, because the appeal will go to the director, then it will come eventually here, assuming it's pursued. And I think that, I guess I would disagree with Supervisor Rice, that if you lay it over, there's no, that muddies the procedural waters in terms of how the process is supposed to work. And I think you need to be independent of the, until it's time for you to review the matter, to follow the process. And there will be a process, and it will be back before this body, probably at the next cycle, is my guess, for a hearing under Chapter 110. And so that's the process you should follow, I think. And I just want to echo Ms. Walker's comments and essentially Supervisor Mayo's comments.
Thank you. Supervisor Jersey and then Supervisor Lipscomb.
Well, getting back to the comments from Supervisor Thomas, I do recall the policy that was set by this board for contracts over $1 million. Actually, I didn't support it, but it passed. And once this board establishes a policy, whether I voted for it or not, I do think we should follow the policy we set. Otherwise, we're all just whistling in the wind, I guess. And there are other examples of that. But I note that we have several contracts here for over $1 million. AJA Counseling is over $1 million. La Casa Inc. is over $1 million. That's almost $2 million. St. Amelia's is over $1 million. St. Charles Youth is almost a $3 million contract. As well as the Genesis contract, I believe, is the one that was also the one that we're currently talking about. So if we have such a policy, in Wisconsin Community Services is also another one over $1 million. Transitional Living Services, Medical College of Wisconsin, Healthcare for the Homeless. Those are all contracts and well therapy, over $1 million, which apparently has not followed the policy that was set out by this board. And we should right now establish how we're going to move forward procedurally when the board has established a policy. And we should ask Corp Counsel to weigh in on that issue. But these are 2012 contracts.
I have a question for Corporation Counsel in regards to a policy that was passed as part of the 2012 budget, and we are in 2011. So I want you to address Supervisor Jurisic's concern, but also answer that question as well.
Madam Chair, I sort of hear that as the same question. The 2012 budget provided for this policy, I don't have the exact language in front of me, but my presumption is it's a policy that starts on 1/1/12.
Right.
Clearly, these contracts were in the process long before that budget amendment was passed, and so there was no way for the staff to even practically comply with it, even if it applies as of today. But I believe that policy is for contracts let beginning in January 1st of 2012. And so I don't think by its terms, not to say that you couldn't decide that's what we want to do, but by its terms, I think that's a next year policy. Oh. Again, I don't have it in front of me, so maybe it says something different, but my presumption would be since it's in the 2012 budget, it applies beginning in 2012.
Madam Chair, these are 2012 contracts. I don't know that we distinguished that 2012 contracts that are approved in 2011 that are over $1 million don't need to follow the policy. I mean, that seems to be what we're saying here. And I, for one, am not going to make those fine distinctions. If we've established a policy and these are 2012 contracts, we should follow the policy.
But my only comment is, even assuming that policy applies the day it was adopted, these contracts were out for proposals for responses before that contract was adopted, and that policy wasn't in the proposals. We couldn't put it in there. It'd be like saying, for example, the county board saying, from now on, the evaluation criteria for contracts over $1 million shall include a 20% factor for X. Well, the proposal's already out without that. You can't change that at that point. So by its definition, I don't think can apply to these contracts because it was already out under the criteria that was established at the time they were requested.
I don't think that's what the policy requires. I could be wrong since I wasn't a big fan of the policy, but I think it's just asking us to review the process side by side and to assure ourselves as policymakers are going to vote on these large contracts that, in fact, the process did find the best contract given a side-by-side comparison. Correct me if I'm wrong. We have, I think, the author in the room. What was intended by the policy?
Well, just one last comment. It's a practical one, not a legal one, is that if you are going to apply that policy to all of these contracts, none of them are going to get let by January 1, and I don't know who's going to provide the services starting January 1.
All right. Supervisor Lipscomb, thank you.
Yeah, it would be... My interpretation is that it starts January 1. I mean, the memo was drafted 2 days after the veto session, and so all of this was in process. There's effectively no way that it could come to us with that. And that's been what I've been told in the past, is that that budget takes effect on January 1. So anything contained within it goes into effect January 1. Back to the main point of how we proceed. I guess I have a question for Supervisor Wright on what he's proposing. Well, I generally understand why we would want to avoid a litigation situation or whatnot. I guess I feel that we have a process established for appeal, and I'm a little uncomfortable by the suggestion that we would proceed informally because I'm not sure what that'll mean for us. I mean, if it means kind of emails we've been receiving over the last few days, and then we're going to start getting them from both parties, and there's no real structure to determine what's
fact and what's opinion and what's true and what's not, that's problematic for me. So I guess unless you can give me a better sense of why, how you think that that's going to work itself out without being really messy and dangerous, I have trouble supporting that.
Thank you. Supervisor Rice, would you like to respond?
I'll try to, yeah. Similar to what I think takes place in civil disputes, it's very common, I think, for the parties to be directed to sit down together before it goes before a judge or jury, try to work out the differences. And it seems to me, again, from my quick cursory review of the correspondence that we've gotten, that there are a number of questions that have been raised about information, simply about, how this determination was arrived at, questions about who made the determination and whatnot. I don't want to get into the details on that, but I think allowing for some additional time to have a discussion. And, what I sense I'm hearing is that there is frustration on the part of the party that, A, there was no information forthcoming until the very last minute regarding the determination. And I think it's fair for us to call a timeout the process to allow the party to say, give me some more information. Let me know how this was arrived at. Maybe those questions will be answered. Maybe they will understand better the process by which the review panel arrived at their decisions. But in the absence of that, we today really set ourselves on a course of an appeal process that I think might be avoided if we were just to take a 1 month time out and let the parties sit down, have that discussion, hopefully without the presence of their attorneys, and answer the questions that it seems that exist in this information void, at least from one side of the party that we've heard from.
Supervisor Lipscomb,
you saw
before.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I guess a follow-up question then probably for Corp Counsel is there a difference in what information would be made available to the appealing party or the party that is contesting this, that if we're not in a formal appeal process, do they still have access to the same amount of information on which to try to work this out? Or does the appeal process, in fact, provide them the greatest ability to compare between the two proposals?
Madam Chairman, I believe that the answer is sort of it depends. But clearly, there's no way to appeal a final decision if a final decision hasn't been made. And so if a contract hasn't been awarded, there's no way it can appeal the award. So the only other thing that can be appealed is some questioning about why a written letter wasn't sent or something like that. And I don't see that as really resolving the issue that needs to be resolved. It's who's going to get the contract. And I think to do that, the process is an award and appeal. I understand Supervisor Rice is comparing to civil litigation, but, you don't appeal a jury verdict until the jury's rendered its verdict. And they can't appeal at a contract award until the award's been let. Now, the mediation process that Supervisor Rice is talking about is certainly something that's used in civil litigation, but there's no mediation process in your ordinances for mediating between two contractors. It's a process for awarding the contract. Think I missed it.
Thank you. Supervisor Mayles.
My thing, and I think the trigger has been pulled already for the appeal process. And my concern is, how are you going to get two competitors in the room and say, let's work a deal? They're going at the same contract. One competitor saying there have been an issue with the process and they need the information, because there's a number of things that I've talked to him and he has some issues, and those issues should be addressed. But if you don't, you can't tell me and you going after a contract that I'm going to sit down and talk to you and say, well, this is the way I came up with it. And there's no appeal process. I go back to Ms. Lewis and say, see, this is mine. Now, what's going on? I mean, let the appeal process go, and whoever come out victorious will come out victorious. And both of them have the right to appeal and look at it. But you can't tell me, go in a room and say, okay, Mr. Lipscomb, this is how I came to mind, and these are the issues you have, but what's next? Then you have the option after we go in this room, you still can appeal after 30 days and keep just stringing us along. I prefer to let this go through, make sure that the individual get all the answers and let the process go properly, because that's the way we normally do it. Because if the contract was done improperly, we will find out very soon, because he has some right issues that he has to get addressed, and the other company has to answer those questions, and Ms. Lucy and the staff have to answer those questions.
Madam Chair, if I could just for the point of information for the committee, we do transfer about 140 patients a month to detox, so we can't end up with no contract, if I might just say that.
Right, and that's not the intention here on this committee. I'll see you guys interested.
Still going back to this issue with regard to the policy, we might be able to eliminate some of these just by going through simple questions, and I've made a chart. With regard to the $1.5 million, was there more than one bidder on that RFP?
I'm not sure.
I'm going through the contracts at over $1 million policy.
Okay.
If we could please stage your main to the amendment that's being offered by Supervisor Rice. Is there anything further on the amendment that's being offered by Supervisor Rice?
Okay, so you want to question.
Yes, I will call on you as soon as we're finished with Supervisor Rice's amendment.
And obviously, Genesis, that contract had more than one bidder, because that's why we're at the issue.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Okay. All right.
What's the motion? What's the amendment again?
Madam Clerk, if you could please read the amendment offered by Supervisor Rice.
Madam Chair, the amendment I have is to do separate action to lay over the 2012 award of the detox contract and have the department maintain a month-to-month contract with the 2011 vendor until the contract is awarded by the later date.
Okay. Supervisor Rice, is that sufficient?
Yes.
All right. Madam Clerk, on that amendment, please call the roll.
Biddle.
No.
Mayo.
No.
Rice.
Aye.
Jerzyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
No.
Harris.
No.
Madam Chair.
No.
Two ayes, five noes. The amendment fails.
Okay. Supervisor Jerzyk.
Okay. With regard to the resolution, we have a number of contracts that are over $1 million. And my question goes to whether these contracts had more than one bidder or one response to the RFP, starting with the Bell contract, which is let at 1.5 plus million. Was there more than one let on that RFP?
Madam Chair, Supervisors, in this set of contracts, in terms of the adult mental health and AOTA services, only two services were out for bids this year due to our three-year RFP cycle. We had a three-year RFP cycle for different services. They were the detox, which we've already discussed, and then crisis respite, as I understand, there were two bidders and both were awarded contracts. Bell Therapy is one of them. Transitional Living Services is the other. Thank you.
Okay, let me back up with that. These are not necessarily RFPs that went out this year.
No.
These are RFPs that went out under perhaps a longer process, more than 1 year, and subject to this board giving reapproval. Is that how you do this for budgeting going forward?
Correct.
Okay, so I'm willing to accept that explanation. You gave two exceptions, and those were, can we target those, please?
Sure. The two exceptions are the detox services, which was Genesis, the Genesis contract.
Okay.
And crisis respite, which is the Bell Therapy contract and transitional living services. They are services they provide. They provide other services also, but within those contracts, there is the crisis respite, which was RFP this year.
And were they over $1 million?
For that service, I have to miss what service.
So that they wouldn't even be over the $1 million, and we wouldn't have to be asking this question on the policy, correct?
So that gets us back to Genesis is the only one that was over $1 million for 212 that did not follow the policy.
That was RFP this year.
That was RFP this year. Thank you. Has there been a motion for separate action on the Genesis? I know we had the amendment. Like separate action on the Genesis, is there a motion on that one?
We tried to do a motion and we were informed that this is all one item due to the resolution. So you're going to move separate action. You actually have to amend the resolution to... I'm sorry, Ms. Collins, go ahead.
Madam Chair and Supervisors, if the Chair allows, we can move separate action to vote on things separately. But if you're going to offer an amendment to the resolution, that should be just done for
right.
the amendment.
Well, I'd like to offer an amendment to do a separate action on Genesis. My reason for doing that is because it did not follow the policy this board established for contracts over $1 million. This is a 2012 contract. And that's one of the reasons I voted for Supervisor Rice's amendment, which would have given us at least the option to do a month-to-month on this. So I am going to ask for separate action because this board has a policy that's not being followed.
If we could, just for the record, Alex, could you please let us know when this RFP was let? When did we send this out?
Jennifer Whitwer, Associate Director of the Community Services Branch. This RFP was published in July 2011 with a due date for submissions in early September of this year.
Okay, thank you very much. So in July of 2011, for the record, the policy that is in question was not even passed yet by this Milwaukee County Board. So there was no way to note this policy in this RFP because the policy did not exist.
That's correct. Madam Chair, if I could ask for a clarification on that policy statement. I mean, I don't know that the policy would have changed the way we let contracts. It's a way for this board to review these large contracts, and that report could have been given to us without in any way changing what it was let. That's my understanding. And if this board's going to stand by policies, we ought to establish it right now.
And who would you like to answer that for you, Supervisor Jurczyk?
Well, I think by doing separate action to have this report come back to this committee, we can have a proper report if we're going to accept the Genesis contract on a side-by-side comparison over $1 million. And maybe it's something that we could do at a special meeting right before the board meeting if you want to try to get this done this year yet. But there's a way to do that, in my opinion, if we're going to follow the policy this board has set.
Supervisor Mayo?
Madam Chair, I understand what my colleague is trying to say, but the bottom line is the policy goes into effect 1/1/12. Any contracts beyond that, even though those contracts go in that year, it's not affected with that policy. You cannot tell me that I'm going to go reach back and grandfather myself with a policy. Milwaukee County have did many programs. Prime example, the policy that we set for the $1 million for men to go to work. If that's the case, we should be able to go and put that $1 million in right now. But that's a policy for 12/1/1. Anything we have done in the past, and if Corp Counsel could come up and explain to me, when do we start changing, when we make a policy, when do the policy actually go into effect? 1/1, the year of the budget. There's no brainer. I understand what you're trying to say. I understand that we need to have a comparison. Let that process go through so we know if something went wrong. Comparison, I love that. Did I vote for it? I don't know if I voted for the policy or not. But let's do it. Because I wish Supervisor Thomas did not throw that monkey wrench in this whole process. Because then he come back, oh, by the way, it was 1/1/12. But he threw that monkey wrench in there. So let's move on. Let's make this, find out exactly what's the issues and deal with it. We prolong in this. Not them. They already said, pull the trigger. I got an appeal.
I'd like to call the question, Madam Chair.
Call the question.
On separate action.
All right. We have a motion before us for...
Question works.
We have so many questions. Separate action on Genesis.
We had two requests.
Yeah.
In my home.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Supervisor Biddle withdrew his motion, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Madam Clerk is going to set us straight on what exactly this is doing here this morning.
Mm-hmm.
All right, go ahead, Ms. Knapp.
Madam Chair and Supervisors, we don't actually need a motion to take separate action. We know that we're going to take separate action on Genesis and My Home, Your Home by Supervisor Harris suggested. What we now need is motions on these separate actions. So we need somebody to move something on either one, either way.
I move approval of the balance, all items besides My Home, Your Home, and Genesis.
All right. We have a motion for approval.
Just so I understand what we're doing here, procedural question. We are taking separate action on Genesis and My Home, Your Home. And are we taking separate actions on those two that are being pulled out?
That's the reason why we have a vote before us on the remainder of the contract.
Other than those two.
Other than those
Thank
two,
you.
Yes.
Appreciate it.
All right. Madam Clerk, on the remainder.
Biddle.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Rice.
Aye.
Jerzyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The remaining balance is approved.
All right, Supervisor Biddle.
I move approval on the Genesis contract.
All right, Supervisor Biddle is moving approval on the Genesis contract. Supervisor Mayo?
Don't Supervisor Biddle have a motion right now?
She just wants a separate action.
She just wants a separate action.
That's all she wants.
And, I mean, I can tell you I am not going to vote in favor of this. Issues have been raised on Genesis, and this is a 2012 contract, which I think we're... dividing hairs here on not following the 2012 policy. So I, for two reasons, I'm not going to vote in favor of Genesis.
Okay. We do have a motion before us on the approval for Genesis. Is there any other comments or questions from committee on that motion? Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Biddle.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Rice.
No.
Jerzyk.
No.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
5 ayes, 2 noes. The motion to approve the Genesis contract is approved.
Madam Chair, I move approval of the My Home, Your Home contract.
Okay. I have a question.
All right. First, I have a motion by Supervisor Biddle to approve the My Home, Your Home contract. Supervisor Mayo.
My question is on Genesis. Ms. Lucy, is the clock ticking now for the appeal so we can get everything going?
Okay. Thank you very much. Supervisor Harris?
Just thank you, Madam Chair. I just wanted to clarify the reason I asked for separate action on My Home, Your Home is because I'm going to have to abstain due to some work that I'm doing with the organization.
Okay. All right, great. Are there any other?
Were there cards?
Oh, sorry. I'm so sorry. Before we end on item number 10, I do have a card by, I have a card for Mr. Carl Rajani, and I have a card for Mr. Darren Mataka?
Yeah.
All right. So those gentlemen would like to come forward. I'm sorry you could address the committee at this time. Thank you.
Madam Chairman, committee members, we appreciate the opportunity to appear before us. I am not going to get into an extensive discussion of the issues. It's not appropriate in this forum. As you know, we've submitted extensive testimony to you in the past few days concerning this process that's been employed. We are making the allegation that needs to be proven, but it's an allegation that this is a rigged process, it's a corrupt process, that we have been treated unfairly, that our due process rights have been egregiously violated. And the only regret I have is that I'm being called upon to provide my testimony now as opposed to prior to the actions being taken, because now you've taken the actions and precluded me the opportunity, the right, if you will, to be heard by you prior to your making the decisions that you did. I have a written testimony that I prepared. As a matter of fact, I was up until 4 o'clock this morning working on the testimony, and effectively you've denied me the right to present my testimony to this committee prior to taking the action that you did in Genesis. I also want to tell you that this is a very serious issue, and I'm going to ask everyone in this room who is here supporting our position with respect to the Genesis contract. Everyone stand up. These are all stakeholders that are directly affected by the decision that you have made to award the contract to Genesis. We came in at a lower price. We're willing to provide a discount of $200,000. I can tell you that the testimony that we provided and that we will provide will show that this process is seriously flawed. For example,
if you could hold on just 1 minute. Corporation Counsel?
Madam Chair, this is not an appropriate forum to go into any of the details around the information that was submitted as a response.
I wish to exercise my right to free speech. Mm-hmm. I wish to exercise my right to free speech. Do I have the right to free speech, guys?
Yes.
We have the right to free speech.
Madam Chair.
We have the right.
Madam Chair, could I ask a member of the majority vote, since we took the vote before public hearing, that there be a motion for reconsideration on this?
Okay. Madam Chair, I move reconsideration so that the testimony can be provided before the vote.
Okay. Thank you. On reconsideration, Madam Clerk, please. Hold on.
No,
Corporation Counsel, sorry. Go
Madam
ahead.
Chair, notwithstanding the motion for reconsideration, details about the RFP and what was submitted, the details, this
right.
is not an appropriate forum. Again, the process is the appeal process. And for the board to consider that at this point would be out of order.
We are, may I take a run, please? Please sit down so we can discuss this. Issue. Please.
No, we should be.
I have the right to be heard.
No,
I have the right to be heard. You can. You don't know what I'm going to talk about. You have no idea what I'm going to say. You have no right to preclude me my right to free speech.
Right.
I am an aggrieved person. I have the right to be heard by my elected officials. You cannot shut me up.
Mr. Rajani, I would like to ask, we will 100%, we are going to listen to you here today. But what I would like to ask is that you exclude anything from your comments that have to do specifically with the details of your proposal that you've submitted to Milwaukee County. If you'd like to make comments in regards to other aspects, by all means, we welcome you to do that. But please don't include any of the specifics of your proposal to Milwaukee County.
Okay. I would like Corporation Counsel to explain to me what is the statutory basis for preventing a citizen of the United States, a taxpayer of this community, from appearing before elected officials as an aggrieved party to voice his concerns. Explain that to me, sir.
The first issue is that my responsibility as the chair is to make sure that the subject matter is germane to these issues. Your issue with the appeal happens in another forum. It doesn't happen here.
I clearly understand that I'm not going to be putting forth my appeal here. What I want to do is raise concerns, serious concerns about the process.
Okay.
About the process.
That's not.
I'm simply generally speaking.
Okay.
Generally speaking, I'll leave aside detox. Generally speaking, I want to raise serious questions about the process. Do I have the right to raise serious questions about the process that's employed by county staff? Do I? Without
point
talking about detox.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Hold on just a second. He's
Madam Chair, what is being proposed to be discussed here is the appeal process, and it is not appropriate to be discussed here. Additionally, I want to put on the record that it's not appropriate for parties involved in the RFP process to be communicating to the board or for the board to be communicating back So those, the appeal process is set forth in Chapter 110, and there's, you know, there's specific details about what should happen. So any discussion around the process, any question about the process, that's part of the appeal.
Okay. Point of order.
All right. Supervisor Joseph.
Thank you. I think the problem we're having here is public comments are appropriate before we take votes. Unfortunately, we voted on this before Madam Chair saw the card that there were speakers on this. So I agree with what Corp Counsel is advising us. I hope Mr. Rajani understands that there is an appeal process for the kind of testimony that he is trying to present to this committee. We, however, did have an opportunity and should have had an opportunity for public comment that at least he disagrees with the process, and if the vote is in the majority as it was, that he intended to go forward with the appeal process. I think that would have been appropriate public comment, and that's the only point I'm trying to make. It's unfortunate the way the procedure took place here. Thank you.
Thank you. If I could only make, let me make this one comment. I did, by email, advise the chairperson of my request to speak before this issue was adjudicated. That's point number one. Point number two, I have three other people here who turned in a card before the meeting started, asking for us to be heard. And I'm telling you that I believe that my constitutional right to be heard as a citizen of the United States have been abridged here. I want to go on record as saying that. Madam Chairman assured me via email that I'd have a fair and full hearing. I am not asking for any. I believe in the marketplace. If you look at my history, I live and die in the marketplace.
May I suggest a procedure, Madam Chair? I think there is a motion before us to reconsider, and I think that's appropriate because we did not have an opportunity for a public hearing. And I did receive your emails as well. I would suggest that we permit the comments to be made. Let's have Corp Counsel stay up here to make sure we don't get into the areas that would be appropriate on appeal. But have a public statement made, and then have the committee do a re-vote on this so we have proper procedure followed. And Mr. Rajani is satisfied that he feels he's been given his right to make comment at the public hearing portion of this.
Okay. Let me
I
make
think that would be appropriate.
Okay. Let me make this.
Rajani?
Please. One more point. Please.
You told me. I'm going to run the meeting, and
I
would ask that you please respect that.
I am going to
give you 1,000 apologies. I did have all intentions of allowing you to speak. We got moving in a lot of debate, a lot of process. The cards were sitting here. I did forget. Supervisor Biddle did remind me, so I am very thankful to Supervisor Lipscomb for his motion of reconsideration. I'm going to support reconsideration, and we will get to your comments. I would like for Corporation Counsel to have a seat next to you.
Okay.
And if we get into gray area, I would like for Corporation Counsel to let us know that.
Excellent.
So,
Madam
Clerk, on the motion for reconsideration.
The whole item.
No, just Genesis, because that was what we voted on.
Yes.
So on Genesis.
May I make one final comment?
For reconsideration.
Nope.
May I make one final comment, please, Madam Chairman?
You're going to be able to make as many comments as you like. We just have to get this out of the way.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right. Madam Clerk, on the motion for reconsideration, please call the roll.
Biddle.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Rice.
Aye.
Jurczyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to reconsider is approved.
And again, I apologize. 1,000 apologies. It was not my intention to not allow you to speak. And on this subject, it's very important for us to hear from you.
Thank you very much.
And in addition for the audience listening, we did receive numerous email communications from Mr. Rajani before this point. So I think everybody on the committee is very much up to speed and where you stand on this issue.
Okay. Now, here's a significant point I want to make. You have made your decision today based on advice from Corporation Counsel. I specifically asked you, Madam Chairman, if I should bring my lawyers to this meeting. You said to me no. We both agreed that we'd not have our lawyers at this meeting. Now what you've done is you put me at a disadvantage, because here you got lawyers convincing you of a certain course of action. I know that my lawyers disagree with that. But you have made decisions based upon advice from Corporation Counsel without giving me the opportunity to have my lawyers refute what they're saying. How is that fair?
Because, Mr. Rajani, this is not the proper venue for you to have your lawyers battling it out with Corporation Counsel. This is a committee meeting for Health and Human Needs for Milwaukee County, in which we're making decisions on contracts. If you do not like the decisions that made today, which very clearly you don't, you have the opportunity now to appeal that process. At that point, you can bring your lawyer in, and we will have Corporation Counsel present. We will have the director of the department president. That is the proper venue for you to battle this out. This committee meeting is not the proper venue for that to happen.
Justice, I have the right to make comments here. My attorney sitting behind me, beside me, would have had the opportunity, just as an extension of myself, to refute what they were saying. In other words, you and I agreed that no party would have attorneys present. What you did is you brought your attorneys to this table representing you. They are advising you about the proper process. I'm telling you, my attorneys, and I'm talking about attorneys that specialize in the open records law, in the open meetings law, in the Fifth Amendment, nationally known attorneys are present to be here to refute what they have to say. And once more, I challenge the process that's being employed right now to deny citizens the opportunity, all of us here, the opportunity to be heard. And that's, I feel aggrieved by this. I have nothing more to say.
Okay.
That's it.
Thank you very much.
If you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer them.
The other guy.
Yes. I'm sorry, Matuka?
Matevka is with me, and there's a whole bunch of other people who want to speak, but I speak for all of them.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right.
Thank you. Corp Counsel is advising us on procedure today. But just so Mr. Rajani understands, he has an opportunity as a public person to make a comment to this committee on why or why not to vote in favor of the Genesis contract. Once this board makes a vote, if in fact Genesis contract is going to be let, then he can start the whole process with his attorneys. So we do not have attorneys refuting anything with regard to the RFP today. That's got nothing to do with the public hearing. So if he were to make comments that are on point, he should be making public comments as to whether we should enter into a Genesis contract today and leave it at that. Anyone else that wants to speak should come forward making public comments on whether this board should support the Genesis contract and nothing else.
Okay. Well,
that's where we are today, and the fact that Corp Counsel sitting next to you has nothing to do with the RFP process or your bid. You're losing an opportunity now to make public comment to us if you are going to proceed in the way you're talking.
Okay. So the public comment I'd like to make is that the Genesis contract should not be vindicated, should not be passed at this meeting. Now, I fully understand that patient care is paramount. I have been in the healthcare business for 30 years. If you check out my reputation, I have publications in this area. I was a president of a local hospital. I was a chief financial officer of two HMOs. I was a director of finance for the Catholic Health Associates of Wisconsin. I've been a lecturer at the University of Wisconsin. I've testified in federal court on healthcare finance issues. So I'm more than happy to disclose my entire background to you. We have sitting over the adjudication process for these contracts people who are faceless, whose names we do not know, whose names will not be disclosed to us. And they are making decisions, significant decisions, spending millions of dollars of taxpayers' money. Contracts may be, proposals may be made to you that are cheaper than competing proposals. Yet we have people sitting in judgment over us. We do not know who they are. As a result, we don't have the ability to challenge them. And everyone is hiding behind. Everyone is hiding behind a bureaucratic process. We are claiming prejudice. There are serious questions of racial discrimination here against Dr. Flowers, who provided significant testimony to the San Filippo Committee. We have provided all this testimony in various correspondence and communications that we submitted to this committee. And we are telling you that the decision to award the contract to Genesis is based on unsound grounds, is not justified. And we ask that what you do is embrace the recommendation made by Mr. Rice, which says, do a month-to-month contract. That is appropriate. And then let the parties meet. What we want to do is we want to, I should not speak about the process because I think that's off the table, but our recommendation to you would be that what you do is you approve the Genesis contract on a month-to-month basis and then let the parties work things out if they possibly can. And I am perfectly reasonable. I'm perfectly willing. I repeat my comment for the 10th time that I live and die in the marketplace. I want a fair shake. And you know something? If I don't deserve the contract, I don't want it. Don't give it to me. I will not take it. On the other hand, if I deserve the contract, don't give it to someone else. That's the process I'm asking for. And that's the American way, and I came to this country with $20 in my pocket, and I've built multiple businesses, and I've done it in that fashion. And I think that process is being violated by BHD to the detriment of the citizens of Milwaukee County. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Madam Chair, I just, you know, for the record, I want to be clear that my vote is not a judgment of either one, because there is no process before us to compare the two. And so I believe that moving forward with the Genesis contract and allowing you to go forward with an appeal is the right process to allow you to air all of your concerns and to get that and to have an actual review of that. Short of that, there is no process. So to go ahead with the month-to-month, I feel we're in no better of a position. For instance, I mean, it could even be messier. If we reversed ourselves next month, I would assume that then the other party would have an appeal right. And so we could effectively be in the same situation with a pending appeal. So I would prefer that we would get on with the process and start that. So if you want the review, this allows you the opportunity for the review. This is the best, to my mind, this is the best and cleanest fashion to move forward with getting all the facts out and giving you the ability to put everything out on the table that you want and to cross-examine and whatever else.
What you're doing is you're putting us on the defensive, because what you're doing is possession is 9/10 of the law. What we are saying is you have the option right now to give the contract to Matt Talbot, or you have the option to give the contract to Genesis. And what you're doing is you're giving the contract to Genesis based upon a faulty recommendation from PhD. You could independently decide to give the contract to me, to Matt Talbot, and then have Genesis be the aggrieved party and complain. So once more, what we are saying is our legal counsel, unfortunately, is not here to counter the prejudicial advice that have already been given to you by Corp Counsel, which you have been listening to. It is fundamentally unfair for me to be sitting here, not an attorney, when I was told that no attorneys would be here to advocate for Genesis. They are advocating for Genesis. The effect of what they're doing is advocating for Genesis. That's the effect of what they're doing.
All right. Well, I'll just say I believe that the Corp Counsel has just told us to follow our process.
Thank you. And for the record, my email back to you did indicate the Corporation Counsel would give us a ruling and that we would proceed based on that ruling. So we did. I did let you know that.
You told me that they would issue a ruling. You did not tell me that they'd be present here. If I had known that they'd be present here, I would have had my attorneys present here.
When we do county board committee meetings, our corporation counsel is generally present, and when they give us their ruling, they do give us our ruling in person.
Well, then perhaps since I'm not so educated about the process, you could have advised me that regardless, corporation counsel is going to be here, and you should feel free to bring your attorneys. You clearly misled me into believing that your attorneys were not going to be here as a result. I did not bring my attorneys here.
And again, I don't want to argue that, but I did not do that on purpose. And so all of our Corporation Council opinions that happen during committee happen in person. And again, this is not the venue for attorneys to be duking it out. And so I will definitely stand by that. I did ask you not to bring your attorney because this is not the venue for having an attorney present.
I want to acknowledge that you've acted entirely in good faith, and I have no problems with the way you've acted. I think there's a difference of opinion here, but I respect all the supervisors here, and I truly believe in our system of government, and I think ultimately the truth will win out.
Thank you. Supervisor Mayo? Supervisor Harris?
Actually, I think no comment.
Okay.
Do we have any of the cards, Madam Chair?
We do not.
I would like to make a motion at this time, a new motion to amend with regard to the Genesis vote that we enter into a month-to-month contract with Genesis and permit us to review this in January 2012, and have staff prepare a report that would follow the policy of the board when we have contracts before us of over $1 million. That's my motion.
Madam Chair.
Supervisor Biddle, and then Supervisor Mayo.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I've been oddly quiet the whole time this morning. I'm not comfortable approving this contract in its entirety. I've been battling with it for the past hour. We've been talking about this contract. So initially, I did not vote for the month-to-month option. This time, I will be voting for the month-to-month option because I just can't, you know. Because sometimes you got to vote your conscience, and I'm voting my conscience, and so I will be supporting the month-to-month layover and contract for Genesis. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Supervisor Mayo.
Madam Chair, that motion was failed, and now we're going to come back with the motion. Can we legally come back and do that same motion again?
Point of order.
I'm speaking. I'll give up.
Thank you.
Point of order.
But it's not the same motion. That's all the only right, thing so I'd like a chair, the chair like, to decide on.
I would like for people to like speak when they're called on. That's what I would like.
I want to know, is that a proper motion? If she can have all her point of order, then we can get to it. That's what I want to know.
Okay. Put the ball in the chair. Okay. Thank you.
Second of all, Madam Chair, since the call is chair for you, I want to know if you go to a month-to-month, do the appeal process continue to go? That's my number one thing.
Madam Chair.
And then just a second, Supervisor Joseph.
Madam Chair, as we talked about earlier, if there's not an award of a contract, there's nothing to appeal. So the month-to-month has not let the contracts. As such, there's nothing to appeal at that point.
Thank you very much. Supervisor Harris?
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is really a circus here. And I definitely, again, I'm with Supervisor Biddle. I've been battling this exact as well. I personally have my own frustrations about this process. And it's really, I could say more, but I don't... This is really a really horrible situation to be in, but I definitely feel Mr. Rajani's comments, and I think that, you know, he has a point, and I really am in a, you know, I'm struggling with this really. So I don't know what more we can do, but this is not a good situation.
Okay, I think. And I just want clarification from Corporation Counsel Supervisor Jersey. I know that you want to speak, and I will call on you as soon as humanly possible.
I did have
possible.
A point of order there when Supervisor Mayo was speaking, but I'll be patient. I know you're going to get to me. Thank you.
I would like clarification for the committee's sake. If we do not approve this contract today, is the side-by-side comparison still possible? And is there another process besides for the appeal process for which this contract to take place? I have been the chair of the Health and Human Needs Committee for the past 4 years. I have been the co-chair, the vice chair, for the past, prior to that, 4 years. So I have 8 years of experience in health and human needs. I do not believe that this has ever happened in the history of the Health and Human Needs Committee. So please forgive me that I am not familiar with this process. But it's my understanding, and again, please correct me if I'm wrong, that unless we approve this contract today, there cannot be an appeals process. Aside from the appeals process, we have no other mechanism by which to hear Mr. Rajani's complaints or concerns. Is that correct?
Madam Chair, that is correct.
May I refute that? Even though I'm not a lawyer, this is the reason why I need to have my lawyer here. You can award a contract on a month-to-month basis. Once you make the award, a monthly award, I will appeal that.
Madam Chair, okay. Mr. Rajani should not be arguing with us. Point of order, please. I do have a point of order on the table.
Corporation Counsel.
Yes.
Would you please address?
Again, Madam Chair, without the award of a contract,
okay,
there is nothing for Mr. Rajani to appeal. A month-to-month award is essentially an extension of the contract
that we have
already
now
in place. And he's not appealing the current contract. He wants to appeal the future contract.
No, may I say...
Mr. Rajani, no.
It's not appropriate for her to say those things and for me to deny my right to refute that.
Mr.
Even though I'm not a lawyer, I got a right to refute what she's saying.
I just want to comment on Mr. Rajani's statements about his right to speak. Clearly, the committee wants to hear from the public. The committee
right.
always listens to the public. But under Wisconsin law, it is also clear that the committee does not have to listen to anyone. No citizen has a right to make a public comment at these types of committee meetings. We do it as a matter of practice and because it's an appropriate practice, but it is nothing other than a practice. Villages, city councils, et cetera, don't have to hear public comments. So Mr. Rajani's statements about his constitutional right to speak at this particular meeting
right.
are incorrect. He has no right. You have given him the opportunity, which is a good thing, but
right.
he has no constitutional right to speak. And I just think it's important to understand you're doing this as a courtesy to the public in every meeting that you do this.
Okay.
The other thing I'd like to say is I know this is an unfamiliar process for the committee members, because it doesn't happen very often. But I would remind you that this is a constant occurrence at the county board that we let contracts, whether they're $1 million or less, it doesn't matter.
Right.
The point is, we've created this process for a reason, for exactly this situation. You passed Chapter 110 to address this situation. And if you are going to, every time you have a contract on your agenda, have the losing bidders come in here and at that meeting raise all their concerns, whatever they are. I mean, take it out of this contract. Think about it in an abstract way. Is that the process that you want? You want a process where every contract and every item on every committee agenda, you're going to have the losing bidders in here with their employees and their supporters making that statement. You set up Chapter 110 so that someone who doesn't get the contract can appeal to the director and then appeal back to the responsible committee. You have a hearing outside of the standard meeting process where you sit as the hearing body to make the decision, to listen to the evidence on what happened and what didn't happen. I want to make it clear that Ms. Walker and I have no knowledge about the merits of either proposal. I've never read the RFPs. I've never read the responses. We're not here to advocate for anybody. We're here to advocate for the proper process.
Could I comment on that?
No, not at this time.
Okay.
Supervisor Joseph.
Thank you. I just wanted to respond to the issue of whether the motion I made is the same as the Rice motion. This is not anything to do with Chapter 110. What I'd like to see is a separate motion on Genesis, which would permit a month-to-month contract and report coming back in January that follows the policy that this board set for contracts over $1 million. We will then have an opportunity to vote yes or no on the Genesis contract. Once we vote on the Genesis contract, with the report from our staff, which will give us the information on the why they chose the Genesis contract over another, this board can make a vote and initiate yes or no on the Genesis contract, which would then start the time frame going forward for Mr. Rajani's appeal, should it then be appropriate on this board. So it's a different motion, nothing to do with Chapter 110, respects the process this board has put in place for contracts over $1 million, permits a month-to-month contract to go forward for January, and I think would get this committee in good standing with regard to the process we're using, and it'll give the chair an opportunity to talk with Corp Counsel on the appropriate procedures to be followed for Chapter 110 if this is going to continue to be a difficult process. I think it's a very reasonable motion. I've already heard a couple of my colleagues indicate that they would perhaps like to follow such a process, and I think it would be good for this committee to do it. And that is my motion. It is not the same as the Rice motion. I appreciate the chair giving me an opportunity to clarify that in this point of order. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Hare.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, Jerome Hare, County Auditor. At least for now, I work for you, not Corp Counsel, but I have to tell you that I'm here to urge you to take your advice. You have a process. It's an adopted county process. If you don't like it, it should be changed in the cold, clear light of day, apart from any specific situation. 110 has been used in the past. It gives the chair the power to establish a quasi-judicial tribunal. It doesn't have to be this committee. It can be a parties designated by the chair. And that's the forum for a full airing of any concerns about the RFP process. Today, we don't know if Genesis would be willing to do a one-month-to-month contract. We don't know if they would file a 110 appeal if they're not given the full year. The process allows the director to make a recommendation to you. You can take it or leave it. If there's an appeal, the director must identify the cause for his or her decision. That's what you deliberate in a 110 hearing. Thank you.
Okay. So I just want to clarify that with Supervisor Jurczyk's motion and going to a month-to-month contract, we are not letting a new contract, which therefore does not allow for the appeal process to take place.
Madam Chair, that is correct. The month-to-month would be an extension of the current contract. As such, the appeal process would not start.
We disagree with that, but I don't have the opportunity, I guess, to refute that.
All right.
Question is, you awarded a four-month contract based upon some concerns to another agency or this.
Yes.
You clearly said that, you know, 1 month or 12 months, 4 months in this case, are the same. They all are 1 month. You decide how long the contract is. In this case, it's asking for 1 month at a time.
The differentiating factor there is that with the hours-based contract, it is a new contract. We renewed their contract for 2012 for 4 months. What Supervisor Jurczyk is asking would be an extension of the current contract that we have with Genesis.
The contract is expired.
Your issue is not with the current contract. Your issue is with the contract for 2012. So what we need is we need a motion that would ask for the same thing that we did in the case of our space.
May I speak, Madam Chairman, please?
Just
one point?
Hold on just a second. What I'd like to do is I'd like to, Supervisor Jurczyk, did you have another comment?
I'd like to call my motion. I mean, are you asking for a change of that motion?
I am.
And the reasoning is?
I don't believe that your motion addresses the need in the situation. So what I would like is a motion that would award the contract to Genesis for 4 months in order to give the appeal process, and then we'll have it back in front of us when we bring our space back in front of us. Because if we do a month-to-month, what we're doing is we're extending the current contract. That does not give Mr. Rajani the opportunity to do his appeal.
I would like to have that vote in January. All we're really doing is putting this in abeyance for 1 month, and really it's to follow the policy for the 2012 contract that this board set. think it's a better procedure to do it that way. Then January, we can vote up or down based on the report that we get from our staff regarding this process, and that would then put in motion in January the process that the chair is concerned about. So I'd like to call the motion.
All right. On the motion, Madam Chair.
Could you repeat the motion, please, Madam Clerk?
The motion.
To my knowledge, it is a motion for a month-to-month contract with a report back in January regarding the policy for contracts awarded that are over $1 million.
Per board policy.
Ms. Collins.
Madam Chair, Supervisors, I've been told by the department in order to let them actually go forward with the contract that we need a specific dollar amount in there to authorize them to pay.
Month.
Do we have a
I move that we take a 10-minute break to allow.
Okay, we're going to take a 10-minute recess. We'll reconvene at 11:20 so that we can get the amendment in order.
I can amend it for 1 month. Amount.
The thing is that doesn't help, though. It doesn't do what we need it to do.
But it will allow us in January to do that, Peggy, so they can start the appeal process in January.